Hi, I'm John Kiriakou, and welcome back to Deep Focus. We've got a lot to talk about today, almost entirely about the economy. The world is laser focused on what's happening in Iran right now, as the United States has essentially closed, blockaded the Strait of Hormuz and Iran's ports. That is going to wreak havoc on oil prices. But there's a lot of import outside of oil. We're joined by Shannon Davis of American Alternative Assets. Shannon, I've been following the financial markets for decades, really ever since I started college. And what I'm seeing right now in Japan has me concerned for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's really not being covered in the international media. Everybody's so focused on oil and oil prices and the shock that this increase in oil prices is going to provide against the global economy. But the Japanese 10-year bond yield just hit its highest level since 1998. Can you help our audience understand why this is so important for Americans?
John, definitely. I mean, first, let me say this is exactly why I love coming on your show. We believe the information we're covering today isn't in these mainstream media narratives, which, you know, frankly, I think it's a complete joke. I mean, these narratives change within minutes. They move markets drastically. So your audience gets the real story that Wall Street and these financial media outlets just won't tell you. And yeah, I mean, you nailed it. Hyper-focused, obviously, with what's going on in Iran. I think that's definitely curtailing a lot of what's going on behind us. So to answer your question, we believe, and leading financial experts are confirming, that Japan has been the world's monetary anchor for nearly three decades. When their yields were at zero, it created what economists call the yen carry trade. Most people don't know what that is. It's when investors borrow low interest Japanese yen and invest it in higher yielding assets elsewhere to profit from. And that's what, you know, experts say. I mean, experts say trillions of dollars has flowed into U.S. assets, stocks, tech stocks in particular, real estate, everything, all funded by Japanese cheap money. We believe that's the anchor. It's breaking right now, and mainstream media is completely missing the story. I mean, think about it. 2008, 9, 10, the Great Recession, we took our interest rates to zero. That flooded our markets. Cheap money, and we're going to start paying for it pretty soon. We see it coming.
So this really isn't just about Japan. This is going to have an impact on American investors directly.
Yeah, I mean, just pay attention to what's going on today. It's an absolute roller coaster ride, and these narratives that feed our market. One day it's up. I mean, it's amazing to see our stock market go down 800 points one day and then go up 1200 points the next day. And all because we got a ceasefire. So good news, ceasefire. Did it really happen? I mean, who really knows? I feel like we've got blinders on half the time, but absolutely, John, we believe this is the most significant monetary shift since the 1970s. You know, financial experts say when free money disappears, asset bubbles collapse. And we're starting to see that right now. You know, I have a client, you know, let's call him Robert, who understood this 6 months ago. He said, Shannon, I feel like I'm playing musical chairs and the music is about to stop right now. And we believe in diversification beyond traditional assets. So he moved a good portion of his portfolio into physical gold and silver, which you know very much about. And today, while his tech friends watch the portfolio crater, me too. I invest in tech as well, and it's a roller coaster ride. It's stressful. But you know, our clients are getting financial peace of mind that only comes with owning real money. That's what's happening today, John.
Well, let's talk about that, actually. You mentioned the 2008, 2009 so-called Great Recession a moment ago.
Right.
I've said on the show a number of times that I'm a subscriber to the Wall Street Journal and to Barron's and a couple of other economic related publications. And one of the things that's just recently begin to come out is a series of parallels between what we're seeing right now and what we saw in 2008, when everybody thought they could get rich quick. Everybody thought there was going to be no end in sight to the run-up in stock prices, until there was an end to the run-up in stock prices. Are you seeing parallels to 2008? And what is happening in the private credit markets, which is where the Wall Street Journal says the big problem is?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think it's all parallel. I mean, everything feeds into everything. It's a big machine, and the machine's coming to a screeching halt. Our economy, they just came out today saying that the growth is going to be just a little over 3%. That's not good. The growth of our economy at that rate. And it's come to a screeching halt ever since COVID. But yeah, John, we believe and market analysts are warning that we're seeing a slow motion run on the banks, very similar to what we saw back in 2008. Experts say firms like BlackRock, you've heard of them, the biggest hedge fund in the game, Blackstone, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and Wells Fargo are facing massive redemption requests, meaning people are asking for their money back. Blue Owl, it went bankrupt last year. They couldn't even pay 40% out on the redemption calls that they were getting. So, you know, people are asking for their money back and they're being told no, or they're being told they can only take a percentage, or they're being told they have to wait now to get it. When you got Jonathan Gray from Blackstone coming out and going on CNBC, blaming noise as why investors are exiting, that's the same exact language Alan Schwartz used at Bear Stearns in 2008. And right now, we're seeing very similar things, John.
Former Treasury Secretary Paulson said in his memoir after the 2008-2009 collapse that the U.S. went directly to Japan to ask the Japanese to bail us out. Mm-hmm. The Japanese did what they could, but it wasn't enough to be able to head off the 2008-2009 recession. How does what you're seeing today connect to Japan and Japan's rate changes?
Yeah, that's a great question. That was very good bringing that up. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, and it's all relative. It really is. Japan holds more U.S. Treasury debt than any other foreign nation.
Yes.
For the first time in generations, they can earn attractive returns at home. So we believe they'll stop using American debt, which forces U.S. rates higher and breaks the private credit model completely. And that's why it's pushing into these redemptions not being paid out. These big hedge funds, they're using illiquid funds and high risk assets. They're using people's pensions. They're using 401ks. And the model is breaking. And so they don't have the money to give back to their investors. And it has to do with Japan. I mean, they hold the levers. They're huge.
You know, we should add too at this point that one of the real dangers of this happening, and it's already happening, is that somebody is going to pick up the slack in the purchase of American Treasury bonds. Mm-hmm. And the slack is going to be picked up by China, because the Chinese have the cash. They're already the third largest investor in American bonds. And we would be more under the control, really, of China than of any other country were this to continue. So in the meantime, Shannon, what should a regular American think about this? What should a regular American be doing to try to protect himself or herself?
Yeah, great question. I'll answer that. But to speak to what you just said about China, they play the slow game. I mean, they play the end game.
Yeah, they do. And they're very good at it.
They are very good at it. They're just leaps and bounds technology wise. They were still pumping ships in and out of Strait of Hormuz because they had their own insurance companies that they put in place back in 2002. Like, they are strategic. Now, they've got their own problems. I was just listening to some news this morning where their real estate market is challenged right now, but they're just going to pump more money into it. They're going to print more money. They don't care. But we can't afford to do that anymore. And so that's the challenge we're having. But yeah, we believe, again, this is where precious metals become not just an investment, but a survival tool. Always has been. I have another client, we'll call her Susan. She's a retired teacher who lived through the 2008. And we just mentioned, that's the Great Recession, of course. Experts say diversification is key, but we believe real diversification means owning assets outside of our banking systems entirely. So, it's all about moving a portion of your wealth into a gold IRA. Even JP Morgan Chase itself is recommending 20% of your portfolio to be allocated into hard assets, gold and silver. So when our clients make those moves, they never feel more comfortable financially. She feels secure, our clients feel secure, and that's really what it's about, John, is feeling safe.
May I ask a follow-up on that too? We talk about physical gold being held in an IRA. How does that actually work on a practical basis? The gold is physical gold that you can hold in your hand. Where does it actually sit? Does it sit with American Alternative Assets? Does it sit in a safe deposit box? How does that work?
That's a great question. So it's a product that's been around for almost 30 years. It's called a self-directed traditional IRA. You can get a self-directed Roth IRA. And you can roll a 401k, a TSP, which is a thrift savings plan, which, by the way, our postal service, they're no longer going to contribute to that. They're suspending because they don't have any money. And this is a government funded retirement account, but you can move those retirement accounts over tax deferred and penalty free into a self-directed IRA, purchase physical precious metals. And they're stored at depositories across our country. These are international facilities. Some aren't familiar with like COMEX. COMEX is like our future commodities for metals, and they have to actually leverage that against physical metals. This is where they store their metals. It's where JP Morgan Chase stores their metals. It's an international facility. It's been around for almost 90 years. It's the Delaware Depository. You've got one in Nevada. You got one in Dallas, Texas. So these are across our country. They're in a military graded vault. They're armed guarded 24/7, state of the art security, and it's insured through Lloyd's of London as well. So your assets couldn't be in a safer place, we feel. But that's where your metals are held because that's what gives it the ability to stay tax deferred. Because you're not actually taking a distribution out of your retirement account. You're just moving it from A to B. You're moving it out of paper assets into a physical asset. You're just changing asset classes and you're still within the same vehicle. And there's nothing more liquid than gold and silver. We're seeing that today with everything going on in Iran. The reason we've had that pullback with gold and silver, which is giving people a historical opportunity to buy, I cannot believe silver is still only $77, $78 an ounce for spot price. It's amazing. And it's because of a lot of the Asian countries are liquidating their gold to come up with cash because they need to meet their energy needs. And that's my point. There's nothing more liquid than precious metals globally. That's where they're going. And they know it's a safe trade because they know once it settles, they'll get their money because they've got the physical asset. So that's a great question. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody.
And I want to highlight something that you said a second ago. This is a non-taxable event. If you are moving from a traditional IRA into physical gold, it is a non-taxable event. You're just changing asset classes. You're not selling one asset to buy another.
Yeah, and the beautiful part about that is, so, you know, we were talking about Bear Stearns, right? If everybody remembers, they went out of business.
And, they offered me a job 2 weeks before they collapsed. I said, really? I'll give you a minute to think about it. And then the whole company fell apart. Thank God I hadn't resigned already.
Yeah, and everything that people had there, gone, right? There's no bailout when it comes to that type of stuff. And so what's beautiful about, look, American Alternative Assets, we buy, sell, and trade metals for our customers. That's it. So we have the inventory, we have the assets, but if we were to go out of business, you still have your IRA, you still have your depository. These are accounts in your name. The self-directed IRA that we help you set up and move metals into, you have your beneficiaries on there. This is in your name. It's you have your own portal. You have all your assets in front of you on a statement in your portal. If you want to get the metals shipped to you, there is a taxable event, obviously, because you're taking the metals out. But they're yours. Even if we're around or not, they're still yours because you bought them. It's that beautiful. So, yeah, you make a great point.
Shannon, getting back to this bigger picture, we've actually been blessed in this country with years and years of low interest rates. They've been creeping up. And you know what? Maybe creeping is not even the appropriate word. They've been rising.
Yeah.
What happens when 28 years of artificially low interest rates suddenly end?
Yeah, that's the key word, artificially. We make them. I mean, there was even negative interest rates on a global level at one point, which is insane. But
yeah,
we believe, and a lot of historians will confirm this, that when free money, like I was saying earlier, it disappears, valuations return to reality. Tech stocks that made sense at 0%, become completely unsustainable at even just 4-6% rates. And we believe we're entering the most challenging financial period since the 1970s. And you're seeing it with companies like BlackRock telling you can't get your full redemption request. That's insane.
Crazy. Just crazy.
It's BlackRock. I mean,
$10 trillion
fund. They're the biggest.
Yeah.
When it comes to funds.
Right. I just told somebody yesterday, Shannon, that one of my grandfathers, my paternal grandfather, retired from Sharon Steel in Sharon, Pennsylvania. And when he retired, he received a check for $500 and a letter saying, the pension plan's broke. Here's $500. Good luck.
Wow.
And that was it. That was the end of it. So yeah, you've got to plan for the worst.
People, and until it happens to them, they don't believe it, right? They think everything's going to be okay. Trump's going to come out with a new narrative that, you know, he's going to blow everybody up or something. And it's just madness to me. I think there's more chaos than we've ever seen in our entire life. But for some reason, no one's doing anything about it. They think just the next day is going to be A-okay until something like that happens with what you just mentioned. Like that's real. Those are real stories. They happen every single day. It's just not, it's not in the mainstream.
Shannon, in just the last month or so, there have been multiple articles in both the Journal and Barron's about the private credit market, not warning people away from it, but telling average Americans, average investors, how they can grab a piece of the action. So you've talked about this private credit market. It's worth about $2 trillion. How risky is this for ordinary Americans?
We feel it's extremely risky. Especially market experts experts are warning that we're seeing a slow motion bank run. Experts, again, like BlackRock, Blackstone, these are big firms that are facing massive redemptions. And so when that doesn't happen, when you don't get your money, that's a big deal. And these reports show that shocking, CBO analysts reveal why legendary investors are issuing emergency warnings. And most importantly, they're showing Americans how to move their retirement money into physical assets like companies like ours. We're not the only one out there, right? There's other companies helping people move money outside of the traditional stock market into real estate, into other hard assets. So it's really about just educating yourself, John, on what else is out there besides what the mainstream media is feeding you.
How does American Alternative Assets protect clients from all this?
It's simple. It's gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, right? If you can get your hands on some platinum and palladium, believe it or not, it's one of the best investments we believe and that's out there just purely based on how little supply there is. It's the old 101, you know, supply and demand, John, that creates value and that's what holds value and that's what gives you peace of mind and why it's safe for you and your family's financial future when you hold physical assets. And so that's how we help people protect a portion of their wealth. We're not saying move everything you got into gold and silver and platinum and palladium. Quite frankly, you don't have to. You know, if you were to have just 30% of metals in your portfolio back in 2008, with the correction that we saw, you would have still come out on top. With the losses we saw, you still would have made money. So it's not about putting everything you have. It's about true diversification. And if you're in all paper assets, that's not truly diversified. That's what we believe.
So, like you, I watch the news every day. Most days I watch the news all day. Mm-hmm. And lately none of it's been good, especially the economic news. As you mentioned just a few minutes ago, Shannon, you know, the stock market will go up 1,000 points one day, down 1,000 points the next day. The volatility is enough to give you whiplash. People are panicking. Interest rates are up. I mentioned to a close friend yesterday that, and I'm just an amateur when it comes to real estate, but even I have noticed that not only have real estate prices flattened, at least here in the Washington area, and we're supposed to be recession-proof in Washington because the industry of Washington is government, but prices have actually begun to come down in Washington. So what are your thoughts for Americans watching all this unfold? What should they be thinking? What should they be doing?
Yeah. That's interesting. Recession-proof.
We've bragged about that for decades, and it's just simply not true.
Yeah, that's interesting. Is anything recession-proof? I mean, Target tried to raise prices. People can't afford it, so now they're slashing prices. I mean, they threw the towel in, basically. But, you know, John, we believe, and you know, for us, it's really about educating, I keep going back to that, but just educating themselves on precious metals. We talked about an anchor, you know, Japan being an anchor on our monetary system, and that system is breaking. We feel precious metals provide that anchor, and they've never broken. They've never gone to zero, right? Precious metals have been around for over 5,000 years. They've created, you know, civilizations, and it's still around. So when central banks are printing trillions and governments are drowning in debt, paper money becomes increasingly worthless. And that's why we keep driving back to obviously what we do. We're biased in that sense. I'm sure people think that, but you know, we're always driving back to gold and silver. This is what helps you withstand a correction in different markets. And we believe, you know, buying metals today is going to be a lot better than buying them in 30 days or 6 months or 12 months, because the demand will go nowhere and the functionality of supply and demand is there. We just don't have enough supply. And so we're always going to have a demand when there's not enough of something. And that's why it's held its own right now, especially in some crazy times. It's still held its own. Even with the manipulation, metals just can't go anywhere now, but up. That's what we feel.
So let me ask you then the obvious follow-up. I know that we would get questions from viewers. With everything that you just said understood, why not just cash or T-bills?
Yeah. You know, because cash, I mean, what's it really worth today? What's cash worth? T-bills. I don't think T-bills are a bad idea. It's just what do you get back on the T-bills?
That's 3%, the problem. 3%. Especially in an era of renewed inflation. You're going to lose money.
Correct. Yeah. And I have T-bills, but that's just so I can make sure I'm not losing completely. It's kind of like a money market account, really. But what are you getting back once you cash that in? And what dollars are you getting back in terms of purchasing power? It's not the same dollars you put in that T-bill 6 months ago, 12 months ago, 3 months ago. It just doesn't hold its value. And that's really what gold and silver, platinum and palladium are built for, is just to, it's not built to pay dividends. That's not what it's for. It's built to put some safety into your portfolio with everything else being extremely volatile. And that's why we believe instead of cash, we believe gold, silver, platinum, and palladium.
Yeah. So last question for someone who's listening, who does have their retirement in a traditional account, a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, one of the usuals.
Yeah.
What's the first step that they need to take in order to protect themselves and diversify?
Yeah. The first step is to reach out to us and get educated some more. We'll provide all the information here afterwards, but give us a call directly. And you'll provide that number, or go to, johnlovesgold.com. We've got a new, guide that we've provided your listeners and your viewers, which is the Big Beautiful Bubble. I think this is relevant today because we're starting to see some of it unfold with private credit. And there's a lot in this guide that talks about the big, beautiful bill. We call it the big, beautiful bubble. Yeah. but Trump, that's Trump's bill. We're all familiar with it. But out of sight, out of mind, a lot of that stuff is starting to come into play. Trump's new, 3.4 trillion spending law. That's starting to come to fruition. And that's why we created the guide, so you can know more about that and be educated on the process. And it'll also walk you through how you can put physical gold into your retirement account, like we've talked about today, tax-free, before this crisis explodes on people, John.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Shannon Davis, thanks for joining us. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you again. Have a great day.
Pleasure's all mine. Shannon Davis is the CEO of American Alternative Assets. And if you didn't hear it, go to johnlovesgold.com. There's a free report. It'll answer all your questions. So folks, thanks again for joining us. And thank you also for liking, subscribing, sharing, and talking about the show. We couldn't do it without you. I'm John Kiriakou. This has been Deep Focus. We'll see you next time.